This Sunday Show with Ed Finn.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to the Sunday Show. And we're coming to you this evening from lovely West Cork. And we're in a beautiful place, Lissard Country House Hotel. And I'm delighted to be joined by Alexei Arduris. Now, I tried to get that name right, Alexei. It's Greek, wonderful name. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you very much. Really glad that you're able to come to West Cork and to Lissard. Yes,
yeah.
The pronunciation can always be different.
Yeah, no, wonderful. Now, I mean, we're doing a focus on Cork and we're here in West Cork on the series of the Sunday Show at the moment. It's so lovely to be here. Amazing property, this, Alexei. I mean, I'm blown away by it, to be honest. There's history here, which is phenomenal. It's a stunning house. And what you've created here is, I'd have to say, one of the most sort of, I would say, most luxurious, but the hospitality here is fabulous. The food is fabulous. Just to give people an idea, it was about Lissard. Wonderful history going back to the O'Donovan clan.
Absolutely. 1853, that's where it all started. And then obviously, you know, from building the main house and then the extensions left to right down to the lake house. And then obviously the properties, you know, the land was expanding to where we are today with 163 acres, including our own private lake. And then, as you said, from the Donovans, went through multiple families, then obviously converted into a hotel. And we find ourselves here today. I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I did some amazing stuff here, which we'll talk about later. Yeah. The sound baths, which was like phenomenal stuff. Your sky garden here. The amazing artist, James Turrell. Of course, the history of him here. Yeah. What he did, unique. I mean, a real jewel in the crown of West Cork, I think. But I did a fabulous trip earlier with Paul, who's the estate manager, and he knows everything about every leaf, shrub. I mean, you have Japanese gardens here. You have trees that are hundreds of years old. You have ancient fern trees. I was expecting a dinosaur to pop out at one stage. Like they're prehistoric fern trees here. I mean, who's been keeping this place a secret? It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, Paul was telling me, of course, about, you said there, the O'Donovans, then it went to the Connolly family. Mm-hmm. And I think in 1915 or 16, it first started as an actual hotel, which, I mean, amazing, the history going back.
Correct. And likewise, it's gone through different phases. Where we are today is, you said, a luxury property. We definitely want to remain as a bit of an understated luxury. But then if you go back to, you know, that was very renowned for doing concerts and festivals out here. At some point, it was, you know, there was self-catering accommodation. It was, you know, there wasn't the dining or the beverage aspect, which obviously we'll talk about later as well. So it really went through so many different phases with different owners.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal because, of course, West Cork would have had a great tradition for a lot of hippies and sort of like great musicians. Some of them are still here, but and you bump into them in pubs and various places around. But amazing that, yeah, the concerts and things that went on here, I suppose, at the time. When you look at the house then, of course, this fantastic history about the Swiss coming here, the Bachmans, and this guy who was a spy, and he came here, and the Swiss government had this house.
Government. So the restaurant where we had dinner last night, back then, that used to be the communication room. There's always the myth. It's true, there was gold out here, but there's always the myth that there's still somewhere on this 163 acres, there's still some gold somewhere. But if Paul wasn't able to tell you where it was, I can assure you it's,
there's no gold left.
Yeah, he told me that they found a few gold bars under the lodge somewhere up above. The lodge, by the way, is this amazing self-catering that overlooks the lake, which we can chat about. It's an amazing place.
Absolutely. The lake house, again, you know, it's gone through so many different names. Lake, lodge, lake house. So we've named it the lake house, where likewise it can accommodate, it has 10 rooms. And then you saw those cute little public areas, common spaces. And we really want that to kind of be its own little entity. There's that tranquility aspect. The views, as you saw, are very different. Here at the Manor House, we're a little bit more elevated. But what the lake house offers is very unique.
Yeah, I bumped into an old ex-press boy colleague of mine who heard me chatting last night and came over and he booked it out for his 60th birthday and they met him early. They had a fantastic time. Perfect for that, isn't it? For like those kind of occasions.
And there's, for some fantastic reason, Lissard has a connection to so many people. So like I said, the gentleman who you bumped into has an affiliation, historically had worked on certain projects for the property.
Yeah, that's he was saying that's also very interesting. I mean, there's been a huge extension out into the community here as well. So, but the Swiss thing was very interesting. They then, I suppose, it was a Cold War. Paul was saying to us, it was during the Cold War, the Swiss discovered that this was the safest place to be if there was any nuclear bombs dropped in Europe.
True.
And that was fascinating. I mean, that's why they based themselves here. And then it was kind of in the, was it the sort of 50s, 60s, or whenever the Cold War sort of threat sort of dissipated, then they sold it on again and started to change hands again then.
That is correct. So once that they had handed it on, it was into a couple of other hands again as a hotel, trying to get to where we are today.
Now, the famous artist, James Turrell, his story is fascinating. Now, I've never had such a sort of a what I would call a spiritual, almost sort of rejuvenating experience. The Sky Garden here is amazing. It's unique. For anybody that hasn't seen it, it's almost like Newgrange, where you walk along this Neolithic chamber. You come into this, which is almost like an oval green grass elevation. And there's a plinth, an Egyptian plinth in the middle. And yesterday with Haley, we had a sound bath where we lay on the plinth looking at the sky, and she worked her magic with the sound, with the bowls that she has. Mm-hmm. And it's literally a bath that immerses you in sound. And the hour went like that. But afterwards, you just felt this amazing, overwhelming feeling of wellness, of cleansing. And, you know, she makes her own tea. It was just fabulous. What a great experience.
I would say what you experienced was the Rolls Royce of Sky Garden, even just without the sound healing. It's an amazing experience. And, you know, as you said, if you lay in the middle correctly and you really tilt your head far back enough, that's when you just see that the rim of the Sky Garden. Obviously, you can hear a pin drop. I'm sure it was complete silence out there. So yes, it's such a unique feature. And James Turrell, this all started back in 1990. It would have been amazing to be around here just to have someone say, this is what I plan to do. And you would think, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's so unique. People come from afar just for that.
Mm.
And obviously we can discuss, you know, the different types of guests that come to us, but...
Yeah, I mean, what's fascinating as well is, I mean, it's the creation of, there's a huge, people with giant steps up. So it's the idea that you're a baby again or an infant. So you're climbing these huge steps and then you come out into this sort of space, into the world almost for the first time. And it's all Liscannor. It's the granite that was brought from Liscannor is the granite, the fossilized granite that actually has fossils in them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was remarkable stuff.
And you mentioned the steps, you know, it's purposefully that the steps are very large so that when you hit that seventh step, you're out of breath and there's that Sky Garden. And equally, the third chapter of the Sky Garden for you would be to visit it at night, because
yes,
you just go through this dark tunnel. And if it's a clear sky and the moon is shining, that's another mind-blowing experience.
Yeah, and incredible how, I mean, we were there, the moon was up. It was only 5 o'clock yesterday, but you had the moon and then swans flew over. It was just like very Yeats kind of experience, you know, but absolutely brilliant. Now, just moving on from that, down by the lake, you have beautiful wooden saunas. Or as the Finnish would say, saunas. You have fitness rooms. You have, I mean, for people to get around the property, which is brilliant. You have kind of golf buggies, but it's kind of a nature lover's paradise around here.
Exactly. So, and this is definitely in keeping to the vision that the owners want to, you know, we want to bring that wellness approach, especially post-pandemic. You know, a lot of people have decided to reset their life. So having these fully sustainable, like you said, these little cabins by the lake, that there's no electrical power. So we've got self-sufficient cardio, a cardio room with the cardiovascular machines, 2 wood-burning saunas, very popular, where sauna, jump into the lake, back into the sauna, back into the lake.
No need to go to Finland at all.
Exactly. And then you've got the yoga studio there. Haley, likewise, uses that a lot.
Wonderful.
We even sometimes do treatments down there. So,
yeah,
I mean, you've got the perfect view.
And of course, going back even before, I mean, also, of course, you have the Sutterane here. I mean, going back to the O'Donovan clan, just for people when they'll come to see the history, the original Sutterane where they had underground passages, they built this, of course, the elevation here. Mm-hmm. So all around, they could see, and you can see from here the beautiful terroir around. So you were at an elevated position. So amazing, as I said, the history.
And where you said the Sutterane, just next door and where you started your tour with Paul, that stone arch leading down to, that is the peak of Lisard Estate. That is the highest point of our entire property. And again, purposefully put by James Turrell right there.
For people, in terms of location, I probably should have said that at the start. Just tell people where we are exactly in West Cork, Alexi.
So we are just 1 mile out of Skibbereen, and I feel that this is the heart of West Cork. Obviously, there's so much surroundings, but we are literally a two-minute drive into Skibbereen from the gate, because even just that beautiful drive from our gate up until you arrive in the manor is a peaceful 3-4 minute drive likewise.
Beautiful. You're listening to The Sunday Show. I'm Ed Finn, and tonight we're coming to you from lovely West Cork, Lisard Estate and Country House Hotel.
This Sunday Show with Ed Finn.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to The Sunday Show. Coming to you this evening from the beautiful Lisard Estate Country House Hotel here in West Cork, just outside Skibbereen. And I'm chatting to the general manager, Alexi. Now, Alexi, that's not an Irish name, of course. And you have a lovely English accent, I suppose. You have a very interesting background and an amazing career in hospitality to date.
Yes, but as you said, I'm Greek, 100%. The English accent comes from being educated in the UK, both from boarding school and university. But no, I started 22 years ago my hospitality career, having worked, you know, hands-on Claridge's in London. And then I went off to Hawaii with Four Seasons and ended up doing 8.5 years with them, truthfully, from Four Seasons in Lanai, going to the Jour 5 in Paris, back to Lanai once Larry Ellison had acquired the entire island. So again, something very unique. You know, one person buys an entire Hawaiian island and turns it into what it is today. Continued on to Four Seasons Hualalai on the Big Island. And then I went to the Caribbean to work in Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
And then I had the fantastic opportunity to join Rosewood Hotels and Resorts in Paris for the pre-opening and opening of Hotel de Crillon and create something that had never existed, a full butler service. And so a dedicated team to every single guest. And that really expanded my knowledge of hospitality and what really can be achieved. So I enjoyed my time there. Then I went to California to open another Rosewood out there with the owners there. Did that for 2 years. And then back to the Caribbean, to St. Bart's, again with Rosewood, opened their property. And then, just like Odysseus, 20 years abroad, I think it was time to go home.
Oh, wow, so, the choric song of the Lotus Eaters.
So, you know, and off I went to Greece.
Yeah.
Which was my last property as my first position as general manager of a wellness property out in the Cycladic Islands. And then I was introduced to our current owners. We spoke and we shared the vision. I was brought out here. I'd never been to Ireland. My mistake, 13 years in the UK and never actually made it out here.
That's better late than never.
Exactly. And was shown around the property and I was mesmerized by everything. But truthfully, the key selling point for me was the people. And hospitality is a very interesting industry. We are in the relationship business and I really have fallen in love. I'm falling in love with Irish hospitality, the mentality of people here, the warmth and humbleness of everyone out here. So this was the true factor for me. And back home in Greece, the Irish are considered the Greeks of the North.
We do get on very well, actually, yeah, with the Greeks, I must say. And we have that same sort of temperament. It's wonderful. I mean, incredible, the variety. I mean, look at the travel there that mm-hmm. you did. I mean, it's a great, it's brilliant business for that, isn't it? I mean, you've seen the world. I mean, Hawaii, all over Pasadena, St. Bart's, incredible. I mean, Paris, of course, you know, very different. The Crillon, I mean, amazing hotel. Mm-hmm. Every country has different sort of, I suppose, different offerings, really. I mean, in terms of climate, weather. But there are some key elements, I suppose, to the hospitality business that you would have now brought from all that wonderful traveling that you've done to here, to Lisard.
Exactly. And I think this is why, and especially if we want to bring Lisard Estates back on the map. We want to bring Skibbereen back on the map. We want to bring West Cork, if not Ireland. And I truly believe that Ireland as a country has a phenomenal potential to continue, because it's on a great path, to bring tourism here. We all know that the American market is very big. And in Greece, in London, in Paris, in Hawaii, Americans are the biggest market. And I've been able to welcome and host and entertain and look after Americans from all over. And I just think putting that all together and then for me sharing it with the team here. I've said it before, my main priority, my main responsibility is to look after my internal clients, and that's the staff. It's the staff that looks after the external clients. So I'm here to guide them, to feed them as much information as possible and support them.
Yeah, I mean, what's lovely is, I mean, I actually know five or six of them on first name terms now, and I've only been here about 24 hours. It's really wonderful to see that, like to see Irish hospitality. People were worried during COVID. I mean, you know, we all know about problems with staff and everything, but it's so refreshing to hear that, because service in, I mean, I guess in this business, it's everything. And it's hard because Lisard, I suppose, as you said, it had different lives before. Mm-hmm. And people were wondering, oh, is it open? Is it a venue for weddings? Is it this? Is it that? But it's wonderful to see now that it's there's a kind of a clear purpose coming, isn't there? For the and the Blue Book, of course, which is phenomenal, you know, for Lisard to be part of that as well. Very prestigious.
We feel extremely honoured to be part of the Blue Book. It's fantastic how much business or how popular or how respected Blue Book is. So we're extremely happy to be part of Blue Book. And I think the best terminology for the direction we're going is we want to be understated luxury. We want to be approachable. We want to welcome all walks of life to Lisard just to enjoy what it has to offer with what you've been experiencing thus far. And it's not just about the grounds. We want it to be about the grounds. We want it to be about the wellness. We want it to be about, you know, the treatments. We want it to be about culinary experience, obviously from an accommodation standpoint as well, and what the area has to offer. It looks far on the map, but, you know, these little areas are not that far to get to.
No, no, absolutely. And the other thing, of course, as well, which is incredible, is the food. I mean, I know it's synonymous with also with Blue Book Properties, but you have a fabulous chef here now who came, I think, one of the places he worked in was Le Crivain. The quality, I know, in the area here, I've been discovering, you have such amazing produce here on your doorstep. But like I always associate West Cork with crab. I love crab and claws. But the starter last night was just amazing on a little blini. And then I was a bit boring and I had a steak, but probably one of the best I've ever had. You know, you know yourself, you kind of like go to the default position. But there was amazing stuff. Like there was artichokes and there, you know, a very beautiful menu.
Chowder.
But chowder. And the chowder was it was almost deconstructed, delicious chowder. I tasted that as well. But fabulous stuff on another level. I mean, you could almost say, really, to be honest, Michelin star to me in a sense. And I suppose that's something now that you're going to develop here as well, because that was just a delight last night. And the wine's a wonderful wine list as well.
No, thank you. So from an owner's standpoint, we do have a sister property in Burgundy, France, which currently has the status of Relais Chateau and is a Michelin starred establishment. And that is the goal. Whilst all of our properties are to be unique, they all have that same level of status, Relais Chateau and Michelin star. So as you mentioned, Sean Doyle has Michelin experience both in a one and in a two star. And he's going to take us to the next level. He's going to take us to that Michelin star level. He's like a kid in a candy store with what's available. We grow our own vegetables. So we have our own vegetable garden. We've got our polytunnel. And of course, as you said, the ocean is right there. So whether it's fish or meat, we've got phenomenal resources. He's recently moved down from Killarney. So he's very familiar with the area as well. And as you said, from a culinary standpoint, we really want to go to that next step.
Yeah. And I mean, Paul, the organic garden here, the almost walled garden there with all the amazing stuff, the kale, it was lemon trees. It's all happening here. I mean, isn't it beautiful? I know you have a microclimate here in West Cork because I know things grow here that don't grow in other parts of Ireland. So you're very lucky. But yeah. It's so wonderful. I mean, for people that are into organic and, you know, really good quality food, I mean, it's lovely that you're actually doing it all here, sort of almost in-house in a way.
Yeah, and that's what we just want to do. Less is more. On so many levels, less is more. And I think the food that you had yesterday really showed dishes were never too complicated, overpowering. You can really taste the flavors of each ingredient.
Yeah. Now, you came in December, is it? You moved over in December.
Correct.
Yeah, nice cold month that you picked anyway. It was good.
It was
Christmas.
Fantastic. It was amazing. I mean, you know, coming from Greece, where my four-year-old son was still swimming in the month of November, to having, I mean, he looked like the little Michelin man walking around with all these layers. So
I know. Yeah, probably not a good idea to swim in December here. It'll be quite refreshing. But we do it on Christmas Day, definitely, as you know. And people would say, you know, how did you end up in West Cork or where you choose this? But you were saying it's kind of, it was just the experience and the people and it just felt right for you, did it?
I think it all started because my cousin married an Irish woman and who's just adorable.
Very clever
and
man.
Exactly. And I really thought, well, you know, and they're an amazing couple. And of course, when we considered coming to West Cork, I touched base with Deirdre a lot and nothing but positive. She just said, careful with the weather, just careful with the weather. But we're absolutely fine on there. But it's just the culture. It's just a way of life. I'm sure big cities in Ireland are very different. But yeah, as you mentioned, you know, I've been to many places around the world, but still kind of remote. Hawaii was very remote, only 3,000 people. Both times in the Caribbean, these are Caribbean islands, and most recently in Greece. So small island life, small town life is more suited for us.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I think that's very interesting. And at Christmas here, how did you find it? Was it enjoyable? New Year and Christmas in this amazing house must have been fabulous, was it?
Fantastic. Huge Christmas tree just inside the lobby where you saw where the piano was. That's where we had the Christmas tree. And it's just beautiful. It's ridiculous. But when you have such a big real tree, the smell just overpowers the entire lobby, which is beautiful. So we had a tree downstairs in the restaurant, tree in the lobby, tree down at the lake house. It was beautiful. And then we had a piper to run in the new year as well.
Oh, lovely. It's like Balmoral.
Yes.
Beautiful. A piper with the bagpipes.
Exactly.
Wow. Amazing. So that was for New Year's Eve then, you had that wonderful evening then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, I think, do you find now, I mean, I'm sure busy-wise, you know, now that people know exactly what's on offer here, it must be, weekends must be almost full, are they? Have you got?
Completely.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturdays, we're fully booked with all walks of life. Of course, you know, we're not in the peak summer season, so a lot of domestic business, which is very normal. I admire and I really appreciate when I welcome my guests and they tell me, oh, we've come down from Dublin. That's a good 4.5-hour drive. So I really appreciate people coming from afar. A lot of UK-based business. And then, of course, in the summer, that's when we really start, as with, I presume, and I hope, all of Ireland, you have international guests coming.
Yeah, and I mean, in terms of categories, I suppose it's different. In hospitality, there's so many different things happening now, isn't there? I mean, I've seen some lovely properties here, which are like, you know, you can hire places for self-catering. Here, you seem to have, Alexi, a mix of, but it's like hotel, self-catering, lodges. There's a lot of interesting, it's hard, it's unique, isn't it? I can't put it, I'm like in a box or anything. So what would you describe it? It just has different offerings, isn't it?
It's historically, it's had multiple different offerings. You know, today, and this is where I know we do a great job. So we mentioned the Lake House. The Lake House once upon a time used to be self-catering and big gatherings. You saw how cute and unique. And to the side, you said you saw someone who came to celebrate his 60th.
Yeah.
So
and there was apartments. It was actually, there's 8 rooms, like there's 2 apartments there as well, which is brilliant. So there's the kind of like a communal, lovely area, like lounges to sit around. There's a kitchen. Yeah. It's really lovely, relaxed. I almost felt it was almost a Scandinavian. I've traveled a lot around Scandinavia. They've got beautiful properties like that there. It's really interesting and nice kind of osmosis way that you meet people and just chat.
It's just fantastic. And again, because, and apologies for going back to just the fantastic Irish culture is, you know, Irish people, they have this warmth to where if you're sitting in a lounge, they'll interact with each other. And if someone was to walk in, you genuinely think, do they know each other? But no, it's just because we're in a residential feel, people feel that enjoyment of interacting. It's not leave me alone, I'm having my drink with my wife. There's just phenomenal camaraderie around here.
Yeah, it's no, fantastic. Absolutely. And it was lovely. And that is really true. I mean, there was people here last night on twilight honeymoons, 60th birthdays. It was lovely. And really enjoyable.
Switching on the record player.
Yeah.
Just playing anything.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell, Fleetwood Mac. There was some great tunes there. And of course, the big roaring fire, the sofas. Yeah, it's really gorgeous and relaxing. So you're listening to The Sunday Show with me, Ed Finn. My guest this evening is Alexi, the general manager of Lisard House Hotel.
This Sunday Show with Ed Finn.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to The Sunday Show. Coming to you this evening from Lisard Country House Hotel here in West Cork, just outside Skibbereen. I feel very lucky, Alexi, I have to say, sometimes in my job. And when I come to places like this, I feel very, very blessed because there's a sense of wellness here. I mean, I've done a few of the treatments, the Sky Garden, the sound bath. just for people that want to really escape and have that detox wellness, what, just go through a few of the treatments that, you know, what you would recommend for people when they come here. Somebody who's very stressed and wants to just escape from everything down here in West Cork.
No, exactly. And what I really appreciate is because Lisanne d'Estaing has this kind of intrigue aspect, people reach out to us instead of just booking online and they really want to know, look, where should I stay? And from that wellness component, we would highly recommend guests to stay down at the lake house because you feel this separate entity. You've got that 12-kilometer trails around and, you know, our wellness treatment rooms are down situated at the lake house. You will do from rejuvenating facials, from Reiki, from Haley sound bath that you did. And again, what was fantastic is it can be done in the treatment room, can be done by the lake in one of the cabins, or as you were able to do in the Sky Garden, which is just fantastic. Obviously, yoga, Qigong as well, is something that we try and encourage our staff to do. So on a monthly basis, we provide yoga for our employees as well.
Yeah, and I also think if anyone likes gardens or trees or, you know, the tour I did, the little hour or two with Paul, the estate manager, that is just fantastic. I mean, it's so informative, from Japanese japonicas to cedars to, I didn't know there was a tulip tree, right? There's a tulip tree. It's about 120 years old, right? But the flowers are like tulips. I mean, that we were wandering through paths of snowdrops, birds singing, ponds flying over, the reeds, the lake. It really is so rejuvenative and restorative, if I could say the words properly. But, and the treatments down by the lake, I mean, people were saying they were having massages down by, you said, down by the lake in the beautiful cabins there. But it's fab, isn't it?
It really, there's an offering for anyone and everyone out here. Whether people, I mean, we're talking about us guests. What about our four-legged guests?
Yeah, otters. There's otters here.
And, you know, for dogs, this is a dog's dream. Mm. So guests love it. Obviously, we've got pet-friendly rooms dedicated in the garden rooms.
That's a huge thing, Lexi, because people now love to travel, even since COVID, with their pets. And that's brilliant to hear. So you've got pet-friendly rooms.
2022, we got acknowledged as one of the best pet-friendly hotels available. And it wasn't because of the pamperings that we offer the pets. It's, they've got 163 acres of fun out here. And it really is just great for all.
Yeah, everyone. Paul was telling us about a couple that had their little Jack Russell and he was running around. He went out white and he jumped into this little pond. And he said, instead of trying to save, they were taking photographs. It's the new age we live in, right?
Selfing.
But he got himself out anyway, but he needed a little bit of a scrub when he got back, yeah.
And then also with the wood-binding saunas, it's very traditional to just enjoy the sauna, a dip in the lake and back, something very popular. And I've, as I said, I arrived here in December. December doesn't stop an Irishman jumping in that lake. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. It's almost like it's a tradition.
Yeah.
In terms of, just give people an idea, Alexi, as well, in terms of the different categories of rooms here, I suppose, are different, you know, what different categories you can book here? What are the different choices?
Yeah, no, we, as I said, so primarily we've got the 6 rooms in the manor house and then 10 rooms in the garden, which is just adjacent to the manor house. And then, as I already explained, down at the lake house, another 10 rooms. So it really depends of, you know, the purpose of the guest stay. I would really encourage someone to stay in the manor house if they really want to stay within the building, enjoy an afternoon tea that we offer, any of the meals, the beverages, and the walking trails are everywhere. And then, of course, the garden rooms. To have your own little garden, to be next to the walled garden and have that easy access out. So.
Yeah, and what's lovely as well is you've got lovely common rooms with beautiful sofas. As you said, old record players, the old vinyl going there. Fleetwood Mac, I was playing yesterday. Beautiful selection of books. If you like, we talked about the artist, James Turrell. Amazing stuff. By the way, he's still alive, for anybody who wants to know. I think he's 91 now.
Yeah.
Amazing person. And if anyone wants to read up about him, a fascinating story and what he's created here. So much to do and see around the area, right? Of course, when you're staying here, it's amazing. Now, we had some fabulous gins last night. West Cork Distillery just up there. What would you say to people when they come? Like, what would you recommend them to do in a few days?
Absolutely. As I said, we're very popular on a Friday, Saturday. The farmer's market on a Saturday morning is fantastic. When I say Saturday morning, it goes on into the afternoon. And all local produce gathers, whether it's a fishmonger, a butcher, a cheesemonger, West Cork olives, and then you have little artisans. It's fantastic. Good gathering. And it's not just about buy and leave.
Do you ever bring any Greek olives over, do you?
No.
Because they're the best. Greek olive oil, Alexi, is the best I've had. I can't say. I suppose it's amazing. You probably have a stash at home, do you?
Possibly. Possibly.
Anyway, go on, sorry.
So from the farmers, Mike, you mentioned West Cork Distillery. They're situated in Skibbereen, and we've partnered up with them. Whether we send our guests out there for a tour, they come to us and they do a little pop-up, and it's just great tasting and just a better understanding of the different types of whiskies that they produce. It's fascinating.
Yeah, one thing as well that struck me, I had a bit of an incident with a nail in a tire when I was driving around, and I was trying to fix it. And within 2 minutes, I had some guy helping me. I was over this guy fixing my tire. When you go into shops here, everyone chats away, asks you how you are, where you're coming from. I kind of had forgotten the level of friendliness that you do get in this part of the world. It's just genuinely there.
Well, you mentioned it's, you know, if I go to the supermarket and my wife says, you know, stop off at the supermarket, and I take sometimes an hour and a half, she's determined to think that I stopped to the pub for a pint. Yet it's not. It's just you meet so many people and you chat with them, and it's, yes, it's groceries can take a lot longer than and somewhere else.
Yeah, of course. So as you were saying there earlier, weekends are very busy. So for people that want to, you know, have a look, I suppose midweek is always, I love midweek, Alexi, because it's not so crowded. And for me, I always enjoy that kind of quieter time. And I find you get good prices as well, I suppose, when it's a little bit off the weekends. But so weekends midweek is a good time, is it, to kind of come down?
Absolutely. 7 days a week is fantastic. Just because we are fully booked, it's 26 rooms. Yeah. So maximum 56, 57 people around, but that it's 50, 60 people sharing 164 acres of land. There's so much opportunity. So never would our guests feel overcrowded. Never would a guest be turned away from the bar, the restaurant, or our treatments. There's always, you know, we're the right sweet spot, as they say. We'd like to just increase, you know, maybe 10 more rooms down the pipeline. But midweek, absolutely, like you said, you feel this tranquility. You feel as if this is your own estate.
No, absolutely. Well, listen, it's been great to chat to you this evening, and it's wonderful to see what you're bringing here and your vision and what you're creating in Lissard. I suppose for anybody, by the way, Lissard means fort. Liss, of course, the Irish fort, so high fort. And indeed, when you come, you're elevated here in so many ways when you actually come to this high fort in this gorgeous part of Skibbereen. So I suppose, Alexi, finishing off, what would be your, just to get a little word, I ask people, what's your philosophy on life now at the moment? You look very happy sitting here.
Happy is correct. It's just enjoy what you do. It's just, truthfully, it's just be happy. I've actually turned employees home. My management style is, you know, I've seen someone walk through the door and they're just not, you know, in the best of moods. I might go home. Am I in trouble? No, just go home. Enjoy. Come back. You know, just be happy. That's all. And that's really what you said, philosophy. I'm trying to push this philosophy mentality of a good working environment. We're happy here. We're in the relationship business and we want to welcome people to our home. This is a home. You know, we all spend more time at work than we are at home. So you might as well consider Lissard Estate as your home. And that's what we're doing. And it goes back to what I'm saying. I'm here to look after my staff, make sure that they're happy.
Brilliant. And I mean, that exudes itself when you stay here, actually. It comes across really well. Yeah. Alexi, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm really looking forward to come back for another sound bath in that Sky Garden, because I think every couple of months I'm going to need that.
But so you should.
A unique experience. Thank you so much, Alexi.
Thank you, Ed.